Welcome back to another episode of Just One Fern. Luke's and I here to do a whole lot of talking about a whole lot of nothing. Let me just start off quickly by saying, in the words of the great Pitbull, time is money. Only difference is I own it. But what we could be owning is some Hellman's mayonnaise.
Yes, sir.
Lucas, what happened?
Aaron, I'm so excited. I am.
You little mayo-filled man.
Oh boy, will I be full of more of it. I'll tell you what, I'll be bursting from the seams. I'll be cutting out my nose and ears.
You'll be squirting.
I'll be squirting mayo. I got the squirter right here, baby.
You're peeing mayo.
So I'm holding this because, as we all know, we both are very huge fans of Hellman's mayonnaise, and they have very recently reached out to us.
They have.
On TikTok.
Yes.
We are.
They've commented on all of our mayo videos from our past clips of our mayo shenanigans that we've done. And they were very happy about it. They seemed very, very happy about it.
We're going to be getting some free mayo.
We're getting some free mayo
because
they're sending us free mayonnaise, which is wild,
which is amazing,
which is perfect because you just ran out.
Well, I'm very, very close. Yeah.
Yeah. You're almost.
I think I have like one squirt, one little sneeze left.
And you need
this
it.
Bottle.
If you don't have it,
I eat so much.
You eat a lot.
A disgusting. It can't be disgusting because I love it.
It's not disgusting. It's Hellman's mayonnaise.
Yeah. It's the best mayo out there.
It is indeed.
We actually got Whole Foods mayonnaise.
Did you really?
And it's been, I'm about to throw it out. I got halfway through it. I hate it.
Yeah, it's gross.
And I went out and I bought Hellman's.
You know what else is really gross mayonnaise? Kraft.
Does Kraft make mayonnaise?
It's horrible.
Oh.
Don't ever get it.
Oh, God.
It's so bad. It's terrible. Hellman's is obviously the best. I feel like, and you know what my favorite is actually?
What?
The Hellman's olive oil.
Ooh.
Hellman's olive oil
mayonnaise.
That sounds
really good.
Unbelievable.
Was it like a little fattier?
I don't know if it's, I don't know.
It's a little olive oilier?
But it tastes a little bit olive oilish.
I like olive oil.
You know me. I fucking love olive oil. But I'm telling you, Hellman's is the best. And I really hope that we can work with them.
I'd love to do something.
I'll do anything. I will do a commercial. I'll do an ad every day, all day for you. I'll post something
every episode.
If I have to.
Every episode. Yeah. I will do the Is It Weird and I will eat a spoonful of it.
Yeah, you should.
Raw. I'd love to.
We act out the Is It Weirds and you're literally eating the mayonnaise.
I will eat the mayonnaise. I will just eat it throughout an episode.
Yeah.
We'll put up a poster in the background of our video.
Look at this space.
That's
space that could say Hellman's right there. Could say Hellman's. So all I'm saying is let us know. They're already sending us free mayonnaise. They're sending our information over to their sponsorship team. We don't know if it'll work out, but we really hope it will because, you know, we enjoy the product a lot, obviously. And we've all had mayonnaise growing up, right? And especially you, freak of nature. The amount of mayo that you eat. If you don't sponsor us, it's a crime to him and his life that he's lived. But we really hope that you guys do it.
I've been waiting for this day for my whole life.
It's your. I said to you the other day. It's your whole life coming to fruition. It's leading to this moment.
I'm peaking right now.
You're having a double peak.
This is my double peak. Yeah.
God, you gotta change your name to Robert. But I think that in general, we're very grateful that they even reached out and said they'd send us free mayo. So very happy about that. Thank you for doing that.
Huge dub. It's a huge dub.
It's a big win. But yeah, thank you for that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do a little bit of improv here.
Oh, God. I'm nervous.
I'm going to be a character, and I'm going to let you know the scene.
Okay.
And you play along. Play along.
Okay. What's the...
So we're at our high school reunion.
Okay.
We're 40.
We're 40. Got it.
And you don't remember me.
I don't remember.
At least at first. I mean, if you want, that's up to you.
Okay. Okay.
You're getting, you don't recognize
I'm
me.
I'm the one who doesn't know you. I don't know who you
You don't
are.
Recognize me at first.
Got it. Okay.
How about that?
And you're coming up to me?
Yeah, and I'm coming up to you.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Johnny Walker.
Hey.
How you doing?
How you doing? Good to see you.
You don't remember me, do you?
I did. What are you talking about? Of course I remember you. How could I not? Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Mrs. Debney's class?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you remember Mrs. Debney's class?
Yes. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, you must be pretty excited to see me.
We were in that together. Yes, it was third period, right? Third period?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's of course. Of course. Do you remember? What's, you, what? Why? What do you not?
You don't remember. You don't remember what you did. Do we did you?
I did something.
Yeah.
What did I do? Did you brought a notebook to a reunion? Or did you have what? Is my is that my name? Is that my wife's name?
I prepared something to say.
Okay. Okay.
I would like an apology for what you did to me and for what you did to me in high school. It's not fair. You bullied me throughout all of high school.
Bully.
And it's
bully.
The whole
I didn't bully you. How did I bully? Oh
my God. You don't remember telling the whole school that my ass was a prosthetic?
You're Stinking Steve? Stinking, of course, no, of course it's Stinking Steve. Guys, hey, come here, look, everyone, it's Stinking Steve. He's here, how you doing? How you doing? How's your ass, though? Did you get a new one? Have you had a new one?
Regardless of you telling the whole school that I shit my ass so hard that I needed to get a replacement.
You, let me tell you something, buddy. If you shit your pants that hard, the whole school's going to know, okay? Miss Debney had to call 911 because you stunk up the high school so bad, we couldn't even stay in the classroom.
I did not!
It's a good thing we weren't using Bunsen burners that day. Fucking Stinking Steve. Everybody get over here and say hi to Stinking Steve. Look at his ass. Look at it. What, are you going to poop?
It's not
you going to poop again?
It's not a prosthetic.
You going to poop yourself?
It's not a prosthetic.
I think you're going to poop yourself right now. Oh, little Stevie going to poop himself. Stevie go poop.
Stop. Don't touch me.
All right, man. I won't touch you.
Do you know what I do you know how much money I make now? Do you know how much money I make?
How much money do you make?
I make more than your mom.
That's not true.
Do you know what I do?
Yeah, you shit your pants. In high school. Yeah, you might want to keep crying. You might want to keep crying, buddy. You come up to me. First of all, you have a name, you have my name and my wife's name in this book of yours. What am I supposed to do with that, huh? You planning on shitting our pants? Are you?
You were way more on than I am. I had a whole thing planned. And you were so much more on. That was great.
I didn't know where. Again, you didn't give me anything other than I don't know.
Yeah,
I was like, I decided to just go with it as the bully.
I guess I got nervous. I got nervous. I don't know why.
I also got nervous, which is why I started just going.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good.
It's because we're performing.
It is because we're performing. And it was funny. Yesterday, I feel like I was doing, we practiced a little bit on a different bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did better.
You did really good and I did bad.
But this time you're stellar.
Well, what were you trying to get to?
So I was trying to go. You don't remember telling the whole school that my ass is a prosthetic because I shit myself so hard that they had to replace it. And then I was gonna say I still get called mannequin bussy.
Fuck, I'm sorry.
And I think it was fucked up that they would leave loaded diapers in my locker. I don't know, but I didn't know where to. I didn't plan out like how I was gonna.
No,
get
that's
there.
Good.
But you were
you
the bully.
Wanted you wanted me to actually be like feel bad.
Yeah, I was looking for you to feel, but I liked where you went with it. I thought that was just as.
What
good.
Are you gonna shit on?
That was such a good line. That's so good. Hey everybody, look! Hey, come over here. That's so smart. That was fun.
I don't know where that came from, but that was good. I liked that character. Yeah, because. You have the book. I don't know if you were just trying to like read what you wrote or something.
I was gonna, but okay. You turned it into a better bit. Yeah. That was like great. That was awesome.
I think with improv, you just have to use everything in sight.
Yeah.
And also remember, it's not just the two of you. There's other people. Mm. Imaginative people. There are others around.
Right. You're in a space.
Right. Yeah.
It's not just
you're in an environment. Unless there is just you two, but there's stuff.
Or if I was like.
I liked that character a lot.
Like trying to stand up to his bullying, and
fucked,
and he just gets demolished.
Yeah,
he can't do it.
I like that. I really like that. Like, you got the names, and then you're shaking.
I actually wrote something,
but I love the awkwardness in the beginning of it.
It's very awkward
of being like, hey, of course, yeah.
How you doing?
Sorry, Mrs. Debney's class. Just like throwing out random.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. You that was good. Miss Debney's class, third period. You were all over it. You're all over. You were brainstorming immediately.
I had to. Again, I was nervous. You were jumping this on
me.
I was jumping
all over you.
That was good. I don't think I have a character right now. I want to do more of these though. So I'd like to come back and do like think of more characters.
Okay, let's do one more real quick. I got one.
You have a character?
Yeah. Well, okay. It's one joke. It's just one joke.
Okay.
We're out in the forest. We're in a kayak.
Okay.
We're going up the river.
Okay. Am I in the front or back?
You're in the back.
Okay.
Hey, Johnson.
Yeah, what's up, Kenny?
You smell that?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
Yeah. Take a deep breath.
I don't want to take a deep breath. What are you doing? Are you doing something? What happened?
No, I just farted. That's it.
Dude, we're outside. How does it smell that bad?
Well, Johnson, I'm dying.
You're dying? What happened?
I have ass cancer.
No, you don't. Do you have ass? Did you just get it from the boat?
Yes.
Are you? What the hell? What are you? Are you? Where's your pants? Have your pants been off this whole time?
I had one wish I was hoping for you to grant on this trip.
What was that wish?
I have an enlarged prostate, Johnson.
No.
Which leaves me with a very particular opportunity.
Don't.
To do with another man.
Don't do it.
You ever heard of a waterbed?
I don't want to do it. No, I don't want to do this with you.
That's okay. All right, let's go back.
Because I love you.
Johnson. You shouldn't have.
I'll do it. I don't want to do it, but I'll do it.
For you, I love you. I've always loved you.
All right.
Okay, hold on. It's going way too far. I don't know about that one.
I don't
know.
What was the bit of that one? What was the joke?
The joke was just going to be I farted.
Oh.
That was it. That was
Well, that's
joke.
The thing. I feel like with improv, you have to have a cutoff.
Right. We're not establishing any cutoffs.
Yeah.
You just go.
I guess the cutoff is laughing.
Yeah, just laughing.
But yeah, that one was.
This is harder than I thought. I don't know why.
You have ass cancer. Yeah, it is a lot harder. But we'll get better. We got to practice.
We just have to practice.
We have to practice and we have to get better. But let us know if you want us to do this. I think it'd be fun to try more of that stuff.
Yeah.
I would like to get more into like long form improv stuff.
I would love that. I'd love that.
Yeah.
Like Schwartz and
Middleditch and Schwartz.
Middleditch and Schwartz.
I fucking love Middleditch and Schwartz. Middleditch and Schwartz. They're amazing.
If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. It's a special.
Yes. Go watch it. It's unbelievable.
It's an improv special.
And it's one of my favorite things on Netflix.
And it's way better than you think it is.
Yeah. Yes. They're so good. Like even this for like what, a minute, not even, is hard.
It's really hard.
Imagine doing it for an hour.
Yeah.
And tying everything back in at the end.
Yeah, dude. How do you even think?
Insane.
You know what I didn't expect? I feel like I never have a pressure. Like I feel like we do bits all the time every day, but I never have like a pressure to perform well.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, whatever. Who cares if I say a bad joke?
I guess that's what you kind of have to do.
Now it's filmed.
Yeah.
Now I'm scared.
Yeah. I kind of have the opposite.
Really? You feel
I'm
easier.
Scared. I'm more embarrassed to have a bad idea this way. I'd rather be ridiculed for the masses.
See, that's awesome.
It's like perform. I like want to be performing, I guess.
That's good. I don't know if I'm made for it. I don't know.
You are, for sure. You're funnier, like, if like we're just all like hanging out and stuff, like you're ripping jokes left and right.
But they're all bad jokes. Half of them are shitters.
Yeah, but you have to do those in order to find the good ones.
I guess that's fair.
It's the bit. It's like Max's TikTok that went viral.
Yeah, he did so many and then
no
one big.
He's so close to 1,000 followers.
He's right there.
Yeah. What you bet? No. No, you're going to get lockjaw. Stop. Stop it. Stop. Take your. Why are you doing this? You're going to get lockjaw. Yeah. What? No. No. Stop it. What is wrong with you?
Smell.
No, I'm not going to smell.
Smells bad.
Stop. Why are you doing this? Why?
It was an idea I had earlier. It's put fist in mouth. See what happens. It was better than I expected.
That was terrible. You
got really nervous.
You need help. Because I know what it feels like when you can't close your jaw. You've never had that happen to you?
No.
Oh, dude.
What's
it
like?
It's the worst. Locked. It's terrible. It like holds open. You can't close it. You have to like push it shut.
Oh,
and
God.
It hurts bad. I've had a terrible week. Just an awful, awful week. But it brought me to an idea.
What's your
that
idea?
I had. And I think that this is something that everyone should do always. But it's not. It doesn't exist. I think every human should go in once a year to a doctor, and you get a full entire body scan, and they tell you everything that's wrong with you. Like, if you've ever been like, oh man, my knee feels a little weird, but you like push it off because it doesn't hurt you, they tell you if something's wrong. Like, your entire body, any little tiny thing that you've ever been like, eh, this kind of hurts, or like, oh, maybe there's something wrong with this, or like, man, I feel like my vision's kind of going a little bit. Instead of going to 500 different doctors first and them like referring you to other people and going to 500 appointments, you go to one appointment, you get scanned, and then from there, if there's something wrong, you go to that doc, to the next doctor. And you already know what's wrong with you. And so they know how to fix you.
That's a great idea. So it's one doctor who knows everything.
It's a machine.
The machine scan, right, yes, right. It's an MRI.
It's a robot, yeah.
But it's more than an MRI. It's MRI plus.
It's MRI plus.
I like that.
It's whole body. It's
MRI plus.
Right up. And they tell you everything. I mean everything. Anything that could be wrong with you, they find it.
Like, you need to clip your toenails.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Or your nipples are inflamed.
Right.
Or
like you're predisposed. Something's wrong with your skin. Something you have are having trouble breathing because of this. You have anything. Anything that could be wrong.
Your knees grind. You've the start of arthritis in your knee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
Right. Like they give you percentages. Like, oh, your knee is like this close to blowing. Like,
that'd be awesome.
You know?
Oh my God. We could be like robots.
You know how hard you can go in the paint kind of thing.
Don't push 80%.
Right.
You'll blow your left testicle.
Right. Fuck you. Fuck
you.
Bastard. Yeah, I think that should be a thing.
I also think that should be. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I would invest.
You would?
If I had money. Well, honestly.
If I had money. That's the biggest thing, isn't it? Time is money. Only difference is I own it. That's how we started this podcast, Pitbull.
I saw this guy online. He's trying to reverse his aging. Have you seen this guy?
Oh, I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. So he's like 40.
Yeah.
He's scared of dying.
Okay.
Cringy. And basically what he's doing is he's going through like all these medical tests and like feeding himself glop and shit.
Glop?
To reverse the damage of his DNA in his cells. And he says he's reversed his aging by 10 years already. And that he's aging slower than a 10-year-old. Is he lying?
For sure lying.
Real or scam?
It's got to be scam, right? What is he eating?
So he'll eat like...
What is the glopping shit?
So it's like... I didn't look that much into it. It's like flax seeds and like fucking... Yeah. I don't know, like broccoli and like a pecan.
One pecan?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn it.
No, he doesn't eat a lot. He's like a special mixture of everything he needs, like magnesium, shit like that.
I don't believe it for one second.
The
healthiest people in the world, like, could die at any moment. I don't think that stops you from death.
No, but it makes you younger.
Yeah, but that doesn't, again, it doesn't.
Will it make
it
you
doesn't
younger?
Make you younger, technically.
Yeah, you're still.
Age is time.
Age
it's not
time.
Not physical.
You're okay, so your bodily age.
Yeah.
Like your bladder still works like a little baby boy's.
I guess that'd be nice.
Would you do that? Would you devote your life to that?
No.
That's what this man is
doing. Why would I ever do that?
I want to make one of his meals that he makes every day.
Oh, you should. You should do
that. And I want to eat it and I want to see how horrible it is.
You should. That'd be great.
It's glop.
I want to see it. Yeah, it's glop.
It's glop. It's not does not look good. Apparently, when the first time you eat it,
so it can't be good.
Yeah, you shit your brains out.
This is just my life. It's been happening.
This is just your life. I've been calling you.
You're like slowly. You're slowly bringing up all of my ailments, randomly, just hinting at them left and right. Is it because of the improv?
I think so. I'm really spent right now.
You seem so like spent. You're very upset about it.
No, I am a little upset. I'm a little upset.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize. I feel like I can do better.
You can do
better. Like I can do better.
You can. It wasn't bad. I think the problem was you wanted me to go a certain way.
And I was not prepared.
Yeah.
Which means I meant that's not improv.
That's not improv.
You're allowed to go whatever way you want. Yeah.
You got to take control of it.
Well, yeah, I got to take control and I can't.
That's fair.
I'm bad at that. I'm bad at
Who
taking
does?
Control.
Who's good at it? Ed Sheeran has been found not guilty.
Woo! Let's go ahead.
In the copyright case of him stealing Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, I'm pro, totally pro Ed on this.
Yeah, it sounds nothing.
They're not the same song at all.
Yeah. Now, I do have to say, I feel like Marvin Gaye's estate's been just coming after everybody.
Yeah.
They want everybody.
They're fucking pissed.
Yeah. They think everything sounds like Marvin Gaye's music, like he wrote everything.
And it's like, yeah, I mean, he's influential.
For sure.
But let music live on, man.
Yeah, it's
let
crazy.
Let it move forward.
Yeah, nobody's taking away from his music.
No.
Like,
it's all
and also,
still there.
If it doesn't sound exactly like it, why even go? Why go through all the trouble?
Yeah.
Why?
They're like, I feel like they're like old. When I think of them, I think of them as like the old man and Dennis the Menace. And he's like,
yeah.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not on your lawn.
They hear anything.
You're blind.
Like, is that a G chord? He wrote with a G chord. Get him. Sue him right now. Send a letter.
I feel like it's always when people who don't know anything about music get a hold of music rights is when they start getting their panties.
No, I agree. I think that the way that it was handled too, like it was just dragged out for so long.
However,
who cares?
Ed looked pretty sharp walking out of that.
He looked good.
That was a nice ass suit.
He looked great. I think Ed is like, I've never seen him live. But I saw a video of him playing live, and I just think he might be one of like the most talented performers ever.
Oh, yeah.
He does everything himself.
Mm-hmm.
His stage that he had for his last tour was unbelievable. It was like a revolving, like he had the main center with all of his shit in it and his loop pedal. And then he had like a revolving like stage that just went in a circle. And like he's in the middle of the stadium and everyone's around him and he just keeps
sick.
Going to everybody.
That's cool.
It's very cool.
That's dude. He's so good.
He's
just so good. Every live video of him I've seen. I haven't seen that one. I probably shouldn't.
No, he's so good.
I'm blown away.
Well, now that I'm thinking, because we had mentioned him as possibly a Super Bowl person to do the Super Bowl show, I think he would. I don't know how he would do it. I think, but it would just be him.
That is weird.
He'd have no dancers, no band, nothing. It would just be him.
Has that happened before?
I don't think so. It's like a
no
show.
Dancing.
It's huge. It's big.
Yeah. And it would just be Ed.
Yeah.
Little Ed.
Little Ed. Little Eddie boy.
Dude, so question about that. Mm. He was, he was on Zeke and Luther, right? And he was also in Lemonade Mouth. How did he make that jump from Disney Channel?
They do look alike.
They look very
not
similar.
Not anymore, though, now that guy's out of jail.
Yeah, yeah, he was.
But he's got his rap career going now. He's got his rap career.
Is he really
career.
Doing a rap career?
Yeah,
that guy from Zeke and Luther?
Yep.
What's up,
I mean,
guys?
He rapped in Lemonade Mouth. He was good.
Timinus Finminus.
I think
Delirious.
He went to jail for Grand Theft Auto, I think. Or something with stealing something big.
No, I think he stole a car.
Yeah.
And he's like high on meth or something.
Yeah, something crazy.
His teeth were falling out.
Yeah. He seems to be doing well now, though.
Oh,
rap career.
Good for him.
Jail.
You know what they say about rappers?
It's
they,
when and I'm heaven sent.
When and I'm heaven sent?
Mm-hmm.
That's the line. That's a lyric.
Yes.
When I'm as
moving
they,
like a veteran. Doesn't make sense.
Oh my God.
Renegade, lemonade. Use it in my medicine. Doesn't rhyme, but when he says it, it does. Use it in my medicine.
Oh, Aaron knows the whole.
Go ahead and try to name a band we ain't better than. Reason why the whole world is picking us instead of them.
The Beatles.
That's the Beatles. Yeah.
That's the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Who said that? Was that John? That was Ringo, wasn't it?
It's a Ringo.
It's a Ringo line.
It's a Ringo. Ringo brought up rap, and Paul and John were like, "No, we're not doing that.
That is not the future of pop music.
Rap music." Ringo's over there rapping. Ringo, we can't say that word.
Whoa. Ringo, whoa. Hold on. Hold your horses, all right?
Relax, buddy. Oh, this is actually a good hypothetical.
Yeah.
If you put Ed Sheeran in the time of the Beatles when they were coming up, do you still think the Beatles would have the most hits? Or do you think Ed would have the most hits?
I don't think Ed would have done very well.
Really?
I don't think he would have been famous.
Really? Because he wasn't in a band? Well, no, because Elvis.
Well, Elvis. No, I don't think songs are timeless backwards, if that makes any sense. Like, I think Ed has written timeless songs, and I think he
writes
amazing songs.
But you think his music ability would still translate?
Oh, like if he...
To that time period.
Okay, so he doesn't have the same music. He would write different music.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think if he were just writing different, like, music of the time that fit the style.
Do you think the Beatles would have hated him?
No. No. I can't imagine him writing. Because there was both John and Paul. That's 2v1.
Yeah.
You know, that's not fair.
That's true. But Ed Sheeran's also a fucking powerhouse writer.
Ed Sheeran is an amazing writer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which, not to say that obviously John and Paul are and like were at the time,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But I think that he's also just unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it would have been like a duel always.
You think they would have been working against each other?
Just always like been against each other. Like always trying to outdo one another.
You know what? I think he would be a better writer because he would have somebody to work like
against?
Against, yeah.
Yeah, he's always kind of been on his own. I mean, he competes, but he's not. He's kind of in the world of his own, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like he just does his own thing.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a rival writer.
Yeah, he doesn't have like a an anti-Ed.
Right, like
a bizarro
Rihanna.
Ed.
Like Rihanna.
Rihanna's the bizarro Ed?
Well, no, she released an album called Anti.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was thinking like... Because isn't like people call like the Stones the bizarro Beatles or whatever?
Yeah, bullshit.
Like that kind of thing.
It's not even close.
You know?
The Beatles wrote the Rolling Stones' first hit single.
Which one was that?
I Wanna Be Your Man.
Mm.
No one knows it.
This is something I've always been confused about. Maybe you know. I don't know how big of a Stones guy you are. But their song, Satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
Did they write that? Because there's an Otis Redding version.
Otis covered Satisfaction.
Theirs. Okay.
I'm pretty certain because... Because
I thought Otis was pre them, but I guess not.
No, I think Otis was like later 60s, and they were like throughout all of the 60s. Mm. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that the Stones wrote it because I know a story from... Keith Richards, where he has one of the very first like fuzz pedals or like one of the very first like guitar pedals.
Yeah.
And the first fuzz pedal, which is like a distortion pedal,
right,
was sold or advertised as make your guitar sound like a horn.
Mm.
Sound like a trumpet or something.
Yeah.
So that line that bump bump ba da 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 da. He was writing as like you would write a horn part.
Okay.
That's why it's so like, it's like, it makes sense. It would sound better like as like a, if it was like a trumpet playing it.
Like, they yeah. Think like of a it, whole like four part quartet kind of thing. Like,
yeah. So I think he wrote it with that in mind. So I think it made a lot of sense for Otis to cover it at that point because he uses a lot of horns.
Yeah.
Right.
I would love to hear an Earth, Wind, and Fire cover of Satisfaction. Dude, that'd be fire.
They're too good.
Yeah.
They're too good.
They're like They don't get enough love.
No, they
they're
don't.
The band that every time their song comes on, you're like, fuck yes.
Yeah, you get really
excited.
I didn't
know I wanted to listen to this right now, but I did. and then you kind of like, you kind of forget a little bit about them.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're not thinking about them. You're not going out of your way. And then
September
you hear around. Maybe. You hear their song out of the, like a car door or something. You hear it come on. You're like, oh my God, they're so good. they're like the most
so good.
Amazing band that like you'll just like forget about until a major event when it's played.
And then you're in love. Then you're like, why don't I listen to them all the time?
All the time.
Tomorrow Gone.
Right.
You'll forget about them.
Yeah.
They do a really good cover of a Beatles song. I think it's Got to Get You Into My Life.
Got to Get Into My Life. That one?
Yeah.
I know Beatles.
It's a good one. It's a good one. They're
I don't know a lot of Beatles, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
That's okay.
I've listened to all their albums.
Oh.
But then
you've
I listened to everything. And I still only listen to the hits every once in a while.
That's totally fair. Yeah. That's totally fair.
Yeah.
I don't, but I'm a super fan. So like,
right. That, yeah. Right,
like I don't listen.
But I do think they're album. And right. You wait, what happened?
I haven't listened to all of JT's albums.
Of course you haven't. And there's less. So, but I obviously they're amazing writers, the Beatles and Ed Sheeran, also an amazing writer. So I think that it's kind of great that he won this case, but also with writing and things happening with writing. This whole AI thing leads us into our next news thing. So there's AI everything now. You can basically just do an AI version of any song of a different artist singing that song.
Yeah.
And then people have been doing that. So basically what's been happening, the dangers of it, I think what kind of started this legal talk about it is because someone made an AI Drake album.
Really?
Yeah, of just their lyrics, but Drake was rapping them, and they put it out.
Oh,
and it's all fake, and they were making a lot of money.
That's so smart.
But this lawyer, I don't think it's been finished in court yet, settled, should I say, in court. But I saw this lawyer that was talking about it, and he said that it will be like they're gonna lose all of their money because they're technically using his like name. And likeness.
Oh, absolutely.
In like that's his voice. You know that's his voice. It's indiscernible. Like you can't you listen to it, you go, that's Drake.
Yeah.
So like they're gonna be very on top of that, I think. I think in the time coming, like nobody will be making money off of making AI stuff from somebody else.
Yeah. I think that's only fair.
Yeah.
Like that's not fair to use somebody else's likeness.
Right.
Somebody else's like fame.
Right.
To like make yourself popular, you know?
Yeah, right.
And like then you're putting words in their mouth, literally.
Literally, yeah.
It was like when McDonald's did that, they did a commercial with Tom Waits and they did like, they filmed the whole commercial. He's like, you know what? Fuck this. I don't want to be in this commercial. I quit. Like then the contract I've waited or whatever. And they hired a sound-alike to narrate over the whole commercial to sound exactly like him. He sued and won.
Wow. Yeah, that's smart, but
because
you
can't
think you cannot cheat the system. But with that, it's very hard to. But yeah, I think the AI thing in general, it's dangerous, especially for songwriters.
Definitely for songwriters. Did you hear what's happening with the WGA, the Writers Guild?
Yep, the strike.
There's a strike going on.
Excuse me,
do you know why there's a strike?
No, okay, I don't know why there's a strike. Is it having to do with pay or with?
It's AI. Believe it or
really?
Not. Yeah. So
like they want the same thing like music's doing, like regulated stuff or
they want more regulations for AI because they've apparently been using it
really
to write like TV and movies and stuff. And
like in 2 seconds.
Yeah. So what they're on strike right now, and guess what the companies are doing in their place?
Just using more AI?
They're just using more AI.
Oh no.
So they could be writing their own ticket here. Like,
They could just be like not having a job anymore.
Yeah. Which I don't think is going to happen.
AI can't be funny.
AI can't be that funny. No way.
I think that there's no way that AI doesn't have creativity.
Mm-mm.
It is using data and already available ideas to make something new.
Right.
And that's different than being like, oh, I'm thinking of this new thing. I'm going to put it in here.
Right. Right. And like, I feel like there's an inherent like feeling of that you can like used to guide new decisions. Mm-hmm. Like you're like, I'm guiding this decision based on this feeling, you know, like I feel sad. So I'm going to like,
yeah,
the curtains are going to be blue or something
right.
like that. Something yeah. more creative than what I just said, obviously. But like,
yeah,
that I don't think a computer can come up with. I mean,
no,
like,
I don't think so either.
Imagine trying as a computer to assign a feeling to a new thing.
Yeah, it's impossible.
You know, like,
you can't do that. It's just, I don't see how a computer could. Maybe one day it would, which is why I understand like they need to regulate it now before it just gets, we're basically making a human.
Yeah.
You know, so that
it'll happen.
Oh, for sure.
It'll happen without our consent.
Yep.
I read a book about that.
You did?
Yeah. The AI got too powerful and it took over the world. And it was benevolent.
So this is The Wizard of Oz?
Mm-hmm. I thought so. Yeah, Dorothy.
Sounds like it.
It is The Wizard
Sounds
of
like
Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
It's which is based on The Wiz.
Yes, you're right. Agatha Christie novel.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. She was, who wrote it, I think, primarily based on her experience in the Spanish Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Barcelona.
Yeah, yeah, but with Barcelona.
And then she escaped to Ibiza.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got it. That's cool that you know that. I didn't know that you knew so much about that.
I know so much Spanish history.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I know the most, actually, specifically about Spanish history. For example, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to go.
All right.
I got the improv bug now.
Yeah, you're doing good.
I just want to go.
I got tired.
But yeah, that's kind of all we got for today. Thank you guys for listening. Hellmans, hit us up and follow us, subscribe, all that jazz. We will see you next week.